Hey friends, thanks for watching. Let's chat about three things not to do this Christmas. Number one, don't feed your outrage. Don't feed your outrage. There's many things, if you're looking for them, in the world that are simply wrong. There's stuff that is going on inside the church that's a little chaotic. There's stuff outside the church that's a little chaotic. And if you put your mind upon that stuff and you're always reading about it, well, what's going to happen? Well, then you're going to get a little chaotic inside and you're going to get angry. How do I know? Because I do it. I'm speaking from experience. The more negative headlines that I read, the more negative I become. So I got to guard myself on this and I got to stop feeding my outrage. It's very simple to stop this. How? Well, there's certain websites, podcasts, YouTube channels that make it their full-time business just reporting on bad news within the church. They're bad news Catholics. That's all they talk about. Now, is there a place to talk about the bad news sometimes within the church? Yes, but not during Christmas. So stop it. Stop fueling the outrage by every negative podcast, YouTube video, and headline that hits. Just unplug. Just unplug. And then you'll experience something. You'll experience a greater degree of peace this Christmas. Number two, don't compare this Christmas to last Christmas. Why? Well, if you compare this Christmas to last Christmas, you might get a little discouraged because you see that last Christmas, your experience was very different. Probably had more family gatherings. Maybe you see this Christmas, some people might not be able to get to go to Mass in some areas, at least where we are. There's no Christmas concerts. We're not gathering with friends. I mean, because of these restrictions that we have. So if we start thinking about all of this during this time, again, it's going to disturb our peace. My wife has given me some good advice. It goes like this. Comparison is a thief of all joy. And it's good advice for me because I have a tendency to compare myself sometimes to others or to what we have compared to what others have. I know it's a weakness. I'm sorry. This is what I struggle with. But she tells me not to do it. And guess what? She's right. And she usually is. So this year, let's not compare this Christmas to last Christmas. And number three, don't feel sorry for yourself. Why? Because that's a hellish thing to do. In fact, the souls of the damned in hell, that's what they do. They feel sorry for themselves. How do we know this? St. Catherine of Siena, doctor of the church, was given a vision of hell. And she noticed different sufferings. If you want a whole video on that, I'll link right up there. But she noticed one of the sufferings is called the agony of regret, where a soul who is in hell knows that they have what they have lost. They've lost eternal union with God. And this is a great suffering. And so to feel sorry for ourselves is placing our mind upon what we have lost. But it's really a selfish thing to do. Why? Because we've been given so much. Christmas is not about us. The Feast of the Nativity is about Jesus Christ being born into the world. For what purpose? To save us from sin, to save us for sonship. The birth of Jesus Christ is one of the most holy days of the year, where we celebrate the birth of our Savior. It is only in Him that we have forgiveness of sin, and it is in Jesus Christ that our hope lies for heaven. Without Him, we're lost. Without Him, we have no hope for heaven. And the reality is, He calls each one of us to know Him, to love Him, to serve Him, and He'll give us the grace if we just respond. What we have been given far outweighs what we have lost, my friends. And this is what we celebrate in Christmas, the Feast of the Nativity. So let's do that. Let's celebrate it in the best way that we can in our circumstances, because we have been given far too much to feel sorry for ourselves. My friends, this Christmas, don't feed your outrage. Don't compare this year to last year, and don't feel sorry for yourself. You've been given way too much. My name is Ken Jasinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thank you for watching.
Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.